Hey y'all, just a quick note up top. I wanted to give a trigger warning for anyone who's sensitive to violence, especially sexual violence against women and children. I don't go into a ton of detail, but it is still very disturbing. So please note this. Maybe skip this episode if you're sensitive.
Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Tux Lursel.
Stephanie Domingo.
We come to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn, where we record on land belonging to the Lenape Nation, a nation that is one of many still very much out here doing its thing, and we'd like to acknowledge that. Today, this is the mini-sode. We do not have a format, but I think today we're going to be revisiting a topic that Stephanie discussed recently.
This is a continuation of my School of the Americas scandal. During it, Tux was asking, like, hey, are you going to get into any of the atrocities? And I was like, I'm not in a place emotionally to be able to do this right now. Also, I did want to just lay the foundation of that story, the history of the school. But this episode, I'm going to talk about some of the really, really bad, monstrous people that were students.
Nice.
At SOA.
I forgot to say we be drinking, we be swearing.
Yes, we need to be drinking for this. I texted Tux earlier this morning and I was just like, I am so sick of SOA. I feel like it has sucked my soul. So I got most of my information from this site called School of the Americas Watch. It's a site that is run by this clergy member, a priest. He's like, yeah, just a really... I'm going to get into this later, but I'm 100% being watched by the U.S. government for going to this site.
Good times.
Yeah.
I hope they like the podcast.
Yeah, it's very sketchy. I was trying to research this on my work computer in like every single browser, even Firefox, which is like my sketchy go-to browser, was like, no, ma'am, don't you
don't
dare.
Go here.
Don't you go here. But then I go to Safari and they're just like, I got you.
Danger schmanger.
Yeah, I mean... Apple doesn't get a lot of bugs, so yeah. I think that's kind of why they let you into these really sketchy sites.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
If you're new to the podcast and you're like, what is SOA, definitely listen to episode 36. I go into detail about just the course curriculum. It's a terrorist training camp. Spoiler alert.
I think it's 37.
What did I say, 36?
Yeah.
Yes, 37. So this School of the Americas Watch, it's an advocacy group founded by Father Roy Bourgeoisie, is his name.
Ooh,
and I'm like, I love this name. It's founded by him and a group of supporters in 1990 to protest the training at SOA.
Okay.
They are located directly in Fort Benning,
like
in the area, so they can protest them.
Good. Good for them.
Yeah. And they unfortunately get arrested a lot.
And that's what you got to do to get shit done.
No, it doesn't stop them, which is great. So I'm going to run through a few of SOA's most infamous rapists, mass murderers, and torturers.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. I picked a sampling from... several different countries. So I'm going to start with Argentina. In Argentina, we have a naval officer named Emilio Massera. He was the commander-in-chief of the army and the military junta leader in the 70s. He was recruited by the U.S. government for his opposition to communism.
That's all it takes.
So he attended SOA, and then he came back to his country, and he set up a torture center.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. So it's estimated that over 30,000, quote, enemies of the state, which as if you listen to episode 37, then you know that it's everyone.
You are currently an enemy of the state for listening to this.
Yes. 1,000%. So these enemies of the state, they were held as prisoners and tortured and killed and routinely taken on what he called death flights, where they would drop people from planes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Also, newborn babies from women who gave birth while in captivity, being tortured, were sold and given away to military families and members of the police.
Holy fuck. Okay.
So, yeah. I'm starting strong. Starting really strong.
This is a way to set the tone for the day. We have a whole day of recording ahead of us.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I need to just exercise the demon of SOMA.
We'll have a little party after this.
Yes, we will need to.
Dance it out.
Yeah. So, in Bolivia, we have General Hugo Banzer Suarez. He attended SOA in 1956, and he was a military general and the dictator of Bolivia, after seizing power in a violent coup.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So he closed all the universities and banned all political activity.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's how democratic of him. Yes.
His rule was, needless to say, very repressive. He jailed labor leaders and members of the opposition. He killed them. A lot of people were put into exile as well. The basement of the Ministry of the Interior was nicknamed the Horror Chamber.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, do you really need to be cute with your name? Like, why? So for all of this, he was included in a photo gallery at SOA. He's in their wall of fame.
Making the world safe for democracy.
Yep. Yep, by being a dictator of Bolivia. In Chile, we have General Augusto Pinochet, a man who needs very few introductions. Mm. He was the dictator of Chile for 17 years after seizing power during a coup, as one does. So his military coup, they overthrew the very popular socialist president, Salvador Allende, who received 45% of the vote. So that's a lot of people to repress.
Yeah.
But he did it. Mm-hmm. He was really ruthless in just eliminating his opponents and just, you know, disappearing people. Thousands were tortured and many more died.
Oh, because he was, quote unquote, socialist.
Yep.
And like, people were in power and not corporations and not foreign interests like America.
Correct. It's sad that this is like the reason.
And everyone, I know that everyone already knows this because we've seen this online a million times, but everyone that always is out there saying like, socialism could never work. It's a flawed system. Look, it's never worked in history. I'm like, it's never worked because we won't allow it to work.
Yeah.
If we allowed it to work.
Killed millions of people.
We have killed millions of people.
Capitalism has not.
I know.
Excuse me?
But we have killed millions of people making sure that no one will ever see socialism as functional.
Yeah.
If Americans looked to the South and saw these beacons of hope in socialist countries, they would be like, oh, look, a better way. So we've had to shut it down.
Yeah, it's sad but true, because that is the through line.
Yeah.
So in Colombia, we have General Luis Alfonso Zapata Uribe. He commanded an army. He's still in command of the army in Colombia. His soldiers are accused of slaughtering a number of people, including children. And yeah, he's still going to this day, which is fun.
Good times. Yeah.
Also in Colombia, we have Colonel Roberto Hernandez, another murderous psycho. He was a tactical officer who led a violent paramilitary scorched earth kind of campaign in Colombia. He supervised the illegal detention and torture of many people. And he was implicated in a really gruesome killing involving chainsaws.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some like legit horror movie shit.
Correct. He is a psycho killer.
Wow. Yes, yeah. Say?
How dare you?
Sorry.
So in El Salvador, SOA graduates were also implicated in the murder, the 1989 massacre, I should say, was not just a murder. Massacre of 6 Jesuit priests at Central American University in San Salvador, the capital of El Salvador. These priests, their housekeeper, and her teenage daughter were tortured and killed in the early mornings of November 16th. SOA Watch holds a vigil every year on this date to commemorate this attack. And many of the priests and other, like, just human rights activists that work for that organization have been arrested because of it. The week that this episode airs on Saturday is going to be a virtual memorial to the victims of SOA graduates. So if anyone wants to tune in, I'm going to put all the information in the show notes. So we know about this massacre because there was a witness that was, they didn't find her. She was in a nearby house with her daughter, like huddled on the floor all of this was going on. And she's like heard the priest and like the women screaming and heard it all go down and then got the fuck out of El Salvador, flew to Miami, and then, bless her heart, she tried to tell the U.S. government about
about themselves.
So she says that when she talked to the FBI, they threatened her and they told her to change her story. They told her that she didn't see anything.
What?
She never saw a US-backed Salvadorian soldier that she's aware of. She just Yeah.
Yeah.
And the FBI denies that they threatened her.
Of course they do.
She's still in hiding.
Wow.
So in Guatemala, we have Pedro Pimentel Rios. Oh, this is fucked up. So following his conviction of the 1982 Dos Eras massacre, this SOA grad was sentenced to over 6,000 years in prison.
Oh.
And he decided that he was just going to leave the country.
Uh-huh.
And he went to become an instructor at SOA.
And they're like, welcome back, our valedictorian of the class.
So we also have a General Efren Rios Montt, who was of Guatemala. He attended SOA in 1950. He was, spoiler alert, former dictator who seized power in a coup.
Imagine that. What a coinky dink.
Yes. It is just, you know, circumstantial.
Yes.
So two truth commissions, they have all the receipts on him.
Mm-hmm.
He did lots of, I mean, he instructed his men to rape, torture, execute, you know, with wanton abandon, like killed so many people, mostly indigenous populations, mostly poor people.
Yeah.
So his regime was supported by Ronnie Reagan, who declared during a meeting with Montt that President Rios Montt is a man of great personal integrity, committed to improving the quality of life for all Guatemalans to promote social justice.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch.
Yeah.
But of course,
you know.
So in Mexico, SOA grads are responsible, currently and historically responsible, for drug trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
The Los Zetas, they're a drug cartel. They hired a lot of SOA grads as mercenaries, as people who can train others. They're highly specialized and just very dangerous people. And they have been implicated in dozens of shootouts, kidnappings, and execution of police officers.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they're still going.
Mm-hmm.
In Panama, we have the infamous General Manuel Noriega, our old friend. He's a 5-time SOA graduate. That's how you know he's good.
Yeah, he's... Wow.
He was a dictator.
What does that mean, 5-time? He was like...
He took 5 different courses.
Okay, so he like went back and was like, I need a little brush up my torture skills.
Yes,
what's new?
Yes, he needs a refresher. So he was a military dictator of Panama who seized the country after a coup, as one does. He was on the CIA payroll. He was heavily, heavily involved in drug trafficking, racketeering, money laundering, just, you know, the worst, but also murder.
Imagine that.
Also murder. In Paraguay, we have General Roberto, his last name is very hard, Knoffelmacher, I think. He attended SOA in 1954. And he was accused of just tons of assassinations in Paraguay, mostly poor people, poor people whose land that he wanted.
Uh-huh.
He had a lot of people murdered by his firm. He had a private hit squad.
Good times.
Good times.
Welcome to Hashtag History. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Leah. And if you're a history nerd or even a history hater, this is the podcast for you.
Even if history was your least favorite subject in school, we can guarantee you will like this podcast because we talk about all the things that your history textbooks did not.
Things like how the Bonnie Prince Charles and his Jacobite uprising was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, or how the Pharaoh Akhenaten was so disliked by Egyptians that they literally purged his name from nearly all of their records and pretended like he had never existed.
And we do all of this while drinking and rating a custom-made cocktail specific to that week's topic.
So grab a drink, take a seat, and hang out with us each week as we learn all about history's greatest stories of controversy,
conspiracy,
and corruption.
I have 3 more people. I'm sorry.
At this point, like, keep going. The hits just keep on coming.
Yeah. So in Peru, we have Telmo Hurtado. I mean, it was very hard to just pick these men because there are pages and pages and pages of documentation.
Yeah.
Because there's just been so many people and so many of them are still active.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
That's, you said the leader of Haiti.
Haiti, yes.
The leader of Haiti who was just
assassinated by SOA grads. Yeah. So in Peru, we have Telmo Hurtado. He attended classes in the 80s, so you know he's good.
Mm-hmm. Their peak.
Yes. He is accused of perpetrating what is known in the country as the August 14th massacre. It happened in 1985. 69 children, women, men were killed in this really small village called Acamarca. He separated the women and the children from the men so he could rape them and then throw them in a burning building. Like, he burned everyone alive.
Oh my God.
After raping women and children. Yeah. The 80s. Yeah. This is like the peak of Reagan's, you know, he had them revamp the curriculum.
Yeah.
To, I guess, yeah, be more efficient at destabilizing Latin America.
Horrific.
Violently.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So in Uruguay, we have Captain Luis Alfredo Morente. He attended SOA twice in the 60s and in the 70s. He operated a black site in Argentina, not even his home country. He's just like, I'm going to do shit in Argentina.
Huh.
And he killed many Argentinians and Uruguayans and, you know, was charged with war crimes and never was prosecuted. But, you know, the usual.
Do you know who I am?
So I'm just going to end with a man from Venezuela, a general named Ramon Davila Guillen, I think. He attended SOA in 1967 and he was indicted in November of 1996 in connection with a huge shipment of cocaine into Miami, which he says was authorized by the CIA.
Uh-huh. I mean, he's probably right.
Yeah. The CIA called the shipment a regrettable incident.
It's regrettable that we were caught.
Yes. Yes. So that's just a small slice of the SOA pie. It's really horrific stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all. And I'm just so glad I don't have to think about it anymore.
I mean, yeah.
But I'm now forcing it on you all to think about.
It's important to know this stuff.
Absolutely.
Though. Like, we need to
Absolutely.
Know our history.
Especially because it's not even our history. It's present day.
Yeah.
This is still
yeah,
happening yeah. now. We need to be aware of this.
Yeah.
And be outraged.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The scale of the devastation, we don't even know.
And even talking about it, it's hard to really wrap your mind around how yeah. bad it truly was. And there's so much that we probably don't know about, too, and never
mm-hmm.
will.
Because mm-hmm.
it was done in secret.
Done in secret. We don't have the full class, like, rosters.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't even know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Good times.
So I guess my drink is not empty because I was just so caught up with just the magnitude of all of this,
yeah.
but your drink is almost empty.
Yes, it is. It's time.
Yeah, it's time to be done with this with this story. I'm kind of sad that I got to it before you did.
Right. I'm not.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Tux Lerzel.
It's Stephanie Domingo.
Thank you to Tim Clough, our editor, sound engineer, and podfather. We could not do this without him.
No.
Bye. Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn, on land belonging to the Lenape Nation. Please note that we are not historians. We're just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. And remember that written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media and make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop at beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves, and we have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.